Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hello there, PeopleStack tribe. Welcome to another week of the PeopleStack podcast. For this week, I'm going to talk about accepting the things we cannot change and changing the things we can. Some of you may be familiar with this idea from the Serenity Prayer. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. That's the topic of the week, not just because we are still in the midst of a global pandemic, but also because this is always a challenge for leaders. It is always a challenge for people who want to make a difference in the world, who want to make a difference in the lives of others, just like you are, because that's why you're listening right now. Because you want to upgrade your career. You want to get to that next level because you want to make more of an impact. You want to, yes, there are some personal goals, right? Making more money, getting to, you know, feeling the significance of getting to that next level of perhaps getting into the C-suite or starting your own business. Yes, there's those personal goals for sure. We all have them and it's what juices us. It's what drives us. But it's also because like you want to make a difference. You want to help your team. You want to help the tech world. You want to change the tech world one build at a time, one product at a time, one service at a time. And it can be frustrating, it can be saddening to not be able to make that difference, to take a look at what you can't control and say, wow, there's so much going on around me right now that I just cannot control. And that's why a lot of people, I've been talking with folks recently who are reaching out to chat, reaching out potentially to get some career help in upgrading their career. But folks have been saying things like, well, I'm not even sure. Like I'm open to chatting, like I'm open to learning and I'm open to getting help. However, I'm not really sure if I even need help with my career, help with being a better leader, because the things that are in my way are the things that are out of my control. So I'm not even, I don't see how a coach can help because you don't have a magic wand, right? Which is true, right? Last I looked, I don't know. I think I lost my magic wand, right? Like we don't have a magic wand. We don't have a crystal ball. So like logically it makes sense, right? Like if all of the things that are keeping me from upgrading my career are outside of my control, how can another mere human without mage-like powers, without the power to change that which we cannot control, help, right? And I get it, right? Because like where this comes from is, and then this is absolutely the truth too, is number one, is that there are absolutely factors where you bring that serenity. You bring that sense of acceptance. I cannot change the fact that right now we are going through a global pandemic. I cannot change the fact that right now we are, or that right now the economy is in the you know, proverbial toilet. Cannot change another thing that can hold people back, right? So the global pandemic may be holding you back from upgrading your career. The economy, which could be an offshoot of that, or the economy can always be something that's an external factor out of your control. Another thing that comes up a lot is racism, sexism, ageism. Yes, unfortunately, it is present, and it is present in the tech community. We've helped a number of people who have felt the nasty, just unacceptable, but felt the effects of ageism, have felt the effects of racism and sexism in hiring and getting promotions and just even getting recognized. So while all of us do what we can to get rid of those isms and to get rid of that the systemic inequities and the systemic unfairness and the systemic incivility and the systemic just bad treatment of people who are different than us, we're doing everything that we can. It's still there. And it may be stopping you from upgrading your career, or it could be the culture at your company. I've talked with lots of folks recently from at bigger companies, and a lot of the bigger companies, like the FANG companies, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, Google, you know, those kinds of companies, not all of them, but some of them have a culture where, like, for example, you just have to work here for 20 years in order to get a promotion to director or VP. Like, it's just the way that it is, right? And at least that's like the ingrained culture. And then that's like what people come to know, because that's how they see people get promotions. So the way that person got promoted was they worked there for 20 years. And I don't want to have to work here for 20 years. I got a legacy to build. And oh, by the way, it's less than 20 years until I retire, so I'm not going to wait that long. It could also be like, what are other factors that are out of your control? Your boss's personality, your boss's behavioral style, your boss's decision-making style. While we can influence people as leaders, we can't change someone's personality or, you know, somebody on your team's personality. So I am acknowledging that it is absolutely true that there are many things in your life, many things in your career, in your work, in your path toward upgrading your leadership skills and your career, there are many things that are out of your control. But it's also important to remember what we do have control over. And yes, to tap into our courage to change the things that we can. It takes courage to say, I need help. I want to get help. That takes courage. It also takes self-awareness. It takes a sense of being aware of where you are and celebrating it in terms of all your wins and all of the skills that you've built and your natural born abilities. But then also saying, there's always another level. There's always another level of upgrading my beliefs, my identity, the kinds of behaviors that I'm willing to take, the risks that I'm willing to take. That there's always another level in terms of upgrading ourselves internally. And that is how a coach can help. Because if you come in with the attitude that everything that needs to happen in order for me to get a raise, in order for me to get a promotion, in order for me to finally get recognized is out of my control, then guess what? You lose. Don't even bother playing the game because you've automatically lost. That's a belief. Everything that I need in order to upgrade my career is out of my control. Right? Okay, fine. If you want to believe that, which, you know, hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, I'm not suggesting that you believe that. But unfortunately, so many people do. Yeah, then you don't need a coach. And you're not going to upgrade your career. And then just accept it. Just accept it. The thing is, though, what if it could also be true that there are absolutely things within your control that are standing in your way to getting to the next level in your career? Let's put aside, like, just temporarily is what I would invite you to do. Just temporarily make a mental box. Like, it can be whatever color box you want. And maybe it needs to be a big box. If you're holding on to a lot of these things out of your control that are in your way, make sure it's a big enough box and put all of them in there temporarily. Like, make a list of all of the things that are out of your control that are getting in your way of upgrading your career. The global pandemic, the economy, racism, sexism, ageism, the culture at your company, your boss's personality, everything. Just throw them in there and close the box. Just temporarily. You can go back to it. You can go back to it again if you want to, I promise. You know, we're not going to lock it up and throw away the key. Just put it aside for a moment. And what I also invite you to do is make a list of the things. Another box. Maybe it's a different color box. Maybe it's a different shape box. Of all the things internally that are completely and totally within your control that could be stopping you from upgrading your career. Make a list of them. Start with knowledge. What are things that you don't yet know that you could learn that are currently standing in your way of upgrading your career? It might be tech skills. It might be knowledge around leadership. It might be knowledge around the way the tech world works. It might be knowledge around, you know, what it means to be an awesome leader. It might be knowledge in terms of what's the difference between, you know, product managers and project managers, like knowledge in terms of like context, like really understanding the context of what it means to lead a team in tech. Maybe it's knowledge around business. People call this business acumen, right? Do you understand what it means to build a business, a software business, a tech business? Do you understand what ROI is? Do you understand what a profit and loss statement is? This knowledge can be keeping you from becoming an even better leader, because this knowledge is going to be important in, for example, speaking to senior leaders, right? So these are all internal things completely within your control. You can gain that knowledge. What about your skills and abilities, right? What skills and abilities have you not yet upgraded that once you upgrade them, it unlocks a new level for you in your career? Leadership skills. And then all of the, everything that falls underneath leadership skills. Communication skills, relationship building skills, influencing skills, innovation skills, execution skills, just getting things done more effectively and efficiently. The ability to inspire, the ability to speak truth to power, the ability to write effectively, the ability to speak effectively, the ability to speak candidly, even in the face of power, even in the face of uncertainty. The ability, I think I already said it, build relationships, the ability to think strategically. These are all things that you already know how to do. You wouldn't have reached this point in your career if you didn't know at least a little bit about some of these particular skills and abilities, but there's always another level. There's always another level of learning how to communicate even better, think strategically even better. And then also in that box of things within your control, take a look at your beliefs. Take a look at what beliefs could potentially get upgraded. Like, for example, there's no way I can upgrade my career because everything's out of my control. What if I upgrade that belief? Like, for example, self-promotion is terrible. Self-promotion is icky and nasty and disgusting, and I never want to do it. Perhaps that belief can get upgraded. And that belief alone could be what's keeping you from self-promoting and finally getting recognized. That you have complete control over. You get to choose your beliefs. What about your emotions? How do you feel on a day-to-day basis? Do you feel joy and gratitude and peace and love on a day-to-day basis? Is that where you live? Or do you tend to live in frustration and anger, in resentment, in sadness, in apathy? Is that where you tend to live? Because if it's the latter, that's something you have control over. You have control over how you feel. You can change the way you feel. So there are a ton of things that go on internally. One other example that you can put in that, here's what I could potentially change internally that I have complete control over that's getting in the way of upgrading my career. One other example just for now is behaviors. Your behavioral style. How do you tend to act and think and behave? That you have complete control over as well. You know, to put it in, you know, a really simple way, what you have control over is how you think, how you feel, and how you behave. 100%. How empowering is that? No, you don't have control over the economy. No, you don't have control over your boss and your boss's behaviors and your boss's personality and the way that people feel about you. No. But guess what? You have 100% control over how you think and you feel and behave. You can change your behavioral style. You can change your emotional home. You can change the way you think. And I guarantee you that in order to get to that next level in your career, you're gonna need to change all three to get to that next level. So now you have those two boxes and you get to choose what to do with them. You can choose to just say, yeah, you know what? I'm gonna just kind of stay the way that I am. And I know that I can change all of these things and that I have the power to change these things, but I'm just going to choose to continue complaining about all the stuff I can't control. And I'm just going to resolve that there's no way I can change my career. It's your choice. It's your right. I'm not here to argue. But here's the thing. I don't think you're listening right now to stay there. I think you're listening right now because you want to empower yourself to upgrade your tech career. In the face of uncontrollable obstacles, you want to know how to upgrade the way you think and feel and behave. And that internal change, that upgrade of your internal operating system is what is going to create those external changes. It's the way that it works. It's the way that it has to work. And so if you're ready to do that, it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. We're going to talk about what's going on in your career right now? What's not working in your career right now? Why did you book the call? What is not working the way that you wanted to? And so that could be, I want a promotion. I want a raise. I want to get recognized. I want to build a legacy. And I haven't done that yet. And it's taking too long. And I don't know how. Whatever it is, it's not working. We're going to get 100% clear on that. And you may also realize, yeah, you may have that self-awareness as well. I have some beliefs that need upgrading. My emotional home needs upgrading. I live too much in fear and anger and doubt. I want to live in joy and gratitude and serenity. How do I do that? Because I know that that's what's keeping me from getting to the next level. Whatever it is for you that's showing up now, we'll talk about what's not working. And trust me, we know how to ask the questions to get there. So there's nothing that you need to do to prepare for the call except show up coachable, show up committed to breaking through that next level in your career. Because if that's what you want, it's time to book a call, thepeoplestack.com/book. And we're also going to make sure that we get 100% clear on where you want to go. What is that dream that you want to create? Because without that clarity, you're just spinning in circles. And that's not what we want. Life is not a hamster wheel, my friends. We want you to shoot. You know, it's more of like a rocket ship. That's what we want for our clients. And that's what we see for you if you're ready to show up coachable and committed to doing this. So that's what we're going to talk about on the call. So look, I know that we're surrounded by a lot of uncertainty and fear and doubt and complaining and I can't change things. So why don't I just accept the way things are? We're surrounded by a lot of that right now. Do not get sucked into it. You have the choice as a leader. You have the choice to empower yourself to say, no, 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 there is a ton that I can control. And I also realize that I need help in order to upgrade who I am, because I don't know what I don't know. Because I can't see inside my own thoughts and feelings and behaviors as well as an expert could. To an expert like us, it's clear as day. Just one conversation, it's clear as day, the thoughts and feelings and behaviors that are getting in the way. But you can't see them because you're you. You're in that fishbowl. We can look outside of it and say, oh, that's what's going on. Because we're another person, but also because we're experts at seeing those patterns and helping you to see outside of your own fishbowl. So if that's what you're ready for, then it would be our honor to guide you on that path. So book a call with us today, thepeoplestack.com/book. Check your beliefs, folks. If you have the belief that I don't need career help because the thing in my way is completely out of my control and I have no idea how a coach can help me, you could stay there, or you can shift the belief to, there's a ton that's in my control that is standing in the way of upgrading my career, and all I have to do is take action to fix it. So that's it for the day, and we will talk again really, really soon. Thanks, everyone. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.